All animals have their own unique strategies for surviving winter's harsh conditions. Some species of fish, bird, and insects simply move, migrating south for warmer climates. Others are equipped with the natural insulation of fur or feathers. Many hibernate, awakening only when the weather has warmed up. But one of the most impressive cold season survival skills is also the most implausible: staying put and freezing. Here to tell us about the various species that pull off this remarkable feat is Jack Cover, General Curator at the National Aquarium. Thanks for being here today, Jack.
Wonderful to be here, John.
Okay, talk about serious survival skills. How can some animals freeze and live to see spring?
First of all, people and other animals do not survive freezing due to the damage that the freezing causes to their cells. Everyone knows when you fill an ice tray up with water and put it in the freezer, that water expands. So water expands when it freezes. This would cause a lot of damage and would be fatal to most animals. However, the wood frog is a frog that is probably one of the planet's most freeze-tolerant species. These species develop a lot of glycogen in their liver and basically transfer that into glucose, which is then pumped into their internal organs. This acts as a cryoprotectant and antifreeze for their heart, brain, and other organs. They also pump the water out of the cells, so the basically water freezes outside where it's not going to cause the tissue damage. Flat ice crystals layers form between the layers of skin and muscle. The eyes turn white as the lens and fluids freeze. Nearly 70% of the frog's body turns to ice. In places like Alaska, these frogs remain frozen for 7 months and survive.
I thought we had it tough in the winter. Are there many other animals that do this?
A few. Here in Maryland, we have a couple other species like the spring peeper and the gray tree frogs that also do the same trick where they use glucose basically as an antifreeze, and they're able to survive freezing as well. Not for quite the extended periods that the wood frog, but these types of frogs are also able to survive freezing.
I've read turtles can also survive freezing. Do they do this in a similar way? How do they go about it?
They do, and their first discovery of turtles freezing actually was with hatchling painted turtles. They do the same thing. They actually use glucose as a cryoprotectant and to protect those vital organs. And it can be really challenging. The eastern painted turtle actually has a double challenge. It's an aquatic turtle that hibernates in the bottom of ponds. That pond can freeze, but also has to breathe underwater through the winter. So this animal slows its metabolism down, uses a very small amount of oxygen, but also goes to anaerobic respiration as well. Problem with anaerobic respiration, as you know, when you hold a heavy object, you have a buildup of lactic acid. The turtle's shell provides a rich reservoir of buffers like calcium that can basically neutralize that lactic acid. Another species of turtle here in Maryland that survives freezing is the eastern box turtle. We used to think that these animals would dig down below the frost line to avoid freezing temperatures. We now know through tagging animals and tracking them in winter that many of the box turtles dig very shallow into the leaf litter. So they use the same tricks. They basically use the glucose as an antifreeze. They can survive freezing without damage to their cells.
That's amazing stuff. Thanks so much for talking with me today, Jack. To learn about other animals that can survive freezing through the winter, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.